Skagway Traditional Council hosts a free Tlingit language workshop. And the Alaska House Transportation Committee listens to public testimony about the Alaska Marine Highway System. It's the KHNS Local News. I'm Henry Leisha. Those stories and more are up next. Skagway Traditional Council offered a free Tlingit language workshop in Skagway this week. The class was taught by Khune Lance Twitchell, an associate professor of Alaska Native Languages at the University of Alaska Southeast. Twitchell sat down in the KHNS studio to talk about his work developing learning resources for native languages. When asked about the challenges of teaching Tlingit, Twitchell said it can be difficult to get students to feel comfortable speaking.
One of my primary challenges is how do you just get people to talk? And so we end up with probably more folks historically who know about the language than who can just produce it. And just whatever you talk about on a day-to-day basis with the people you're around, we want to make sure folks are able to do that in Tlingit. And so some of that is making sure that we're learning classroom language, but then we're learning how to apply that outside of the classroom and really encouraging folks to do what we've seen in Hawaii and Aotearoa, New Zealand, where folks will see each other, they'll see another language learner, and they'll say, oh yeah, I'm going to talk to you in our language. We're really trying to create those communities and trying to create these language nests, which are preschools that function entirely in our language as immersion programs. And we're trying to develop as many activities as possible, including immersion gatherings that are low pressure, fun activities, and also just really trying to challenge ourselves.
Is teaching a language that has been suppressed over the years in schools and just society in general, How does that change the way you teach it, or does it change the purpose at all?
Well, I think it does. And so one of my focus areas is creating really safe spaces, creating opportunities to take care of some traumas that are both historical or personal, and then also being able to allow people to laugh, to have fun, to not be afraid to try, to not be afraid of mistakes, and to try and create an atmosphere where it feels like this is not only the right thing to do, but this is an enjoyable thing to do and also something that I can do. So we look at sometimes the difficulties involved in learning a language like Tlingit. It's conceptually and, as far as the sound system and the grammar, it's a very complex language. There's lots of things in there in terms of how it looks at time and space and verbs and the ways that they work, which can really challenge new learners. But the things that we try to do is just have, one, a very safe place, in a place where we can say, we can get you to the point where you can understand what these speakers are saying while we still have them here. Because unfortunately, the most fluent speakers are very elderly. There's really just a few of them left. And so we want to get folks to the point where, say, converse with them, understand what they're saying, get them to know that we're doing everything we can to turn the tide, to shift the tide on this, and to start having an increase instead of a decrease of people who can speak. And what I would like to see is that there's a language teacher in every school, and that there's an expectation that every child who's going to graduate takes one semester of an Alaska Native language. Because we have 20 Alaska Native languages, and they're all in various shades of tremendous trouble. And ironically, it's been schools and government programs that were focused on eliminating Indigenous languages. So we see the school as a vehicle to help us out of that. We explore what do these languages have to offer us, because they have tremendous amounts of information, knowledge, perspective, that we will not get if we let them go.
That was Khune Lance Twitchell, an associate professor of Alaska Native Languages at the University of Alaska Southeast and author of the Beginning Tlingit Workbook. An extended interview with Twitchell is available online at khns.org. Residents from across the state called in to give public testimony to the House Transportation Committee Tuesday. Upper Lynn Canal residents gathered at Skagway City Hall and the Haynesboro Public Library to share their comments on a conference call to the committee. KHNS's Claire Strempel listened in at the Haynesboro Public Library.
The future of the ferry system is uncertain. Governor Michael Dunleavy's proposed budget cuts would slash the ferry budget and effectively end service after September 30th of this year. Nearly 20 people met in the Haynesboro Library Community Room to hear public testimony. 10 signed up to speak to the legislative committee. The committee heard two callers from Skagway. One of them was Essie Fielding, the administrative manager from Dahl Memorial Clinic.
I support full ferry funding for Southeast Alaska for a higher quality of life for small communities like us. We rely on AMHS not just for groceries, supplies, or trips to see relatives, but so our children can participate in extracurricular activities. And speaking as an employee of DMC, we use the ferries to get our patients to a higher level of care and to see specialists.
She was among callers from all over the state who dialed in to make their statements. Testimonies were uniformly in support of the ferry system, but ranged in tone: plaintive, nostalgic, scholarly, comic, and outraged. Some called the proposed cuts an amputation, others an execution for the economies and livelihoods of coastal communities. Calls came in from as far west as Unalaska and as far south as Bellingham, Washington. Many speakers said they were willing to sacrifice their permanent fund dividends or accept an income tax if it meant Alaska would keep the ferry system running.
Next, we're going to go to Haynes.
But when it came time to hear from the folks at the Haynes Library...
Thank you, Madam Chair. My name is Tracy Harmon. I'm the Executive Director for the Haynes Chamber of Commerce. The Haynes Chamber of Commerce is deeply...
Hey, how about Jill Jacobs from Ketchikan?
The operator didn't unmute the line, and the speakers were skipped.
We called back in, but by that time, I think we were so far down the line that we didn't have the opportunity to testify.
Tracy Harmon says she'll be back on Thursday, when there will be another chance to give testimony. The committee was nonetheless overwhelmed by calls. They shortened testimonies from 2 minutes to 1 minute allotments to try to make it through a greater volume of callers. The meeting ran overtime and still did not have a chance to hear all the speakers. In Haynes, I'm Claire Strempel.
There will be another chance to give testimony Tuesday evening from 5:30 to 6:30 and Thursday, March 14th from 1:30 to 3 p.m. For KHNS, I'm Henry Leisha. Thanks for joining us tonight. You can listen to and read local news stories on our website, khns.org.